Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Matt Mullinix, here in Atlantic. With us this morning, he is one of the co-chairs of the annual Tournament of Champions golf tournament, which gets underway here this weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Well, glad to have us here, and we appreciate it. So, looking forward to a new year.
Well, you know, it seems like with everything these days, we've been kind of hedging our bets a little bit on things, especially events that go on where people might gather just because of the situation that we've been dealing with, the COVID-19 this summer. So one would look at it and think, oh boy, what happens now with the Tournament of Champions? Is that suffering this year because of that? The answer, I guess, is no.
Yeah, correct. If you would have asked me about 3 weeks ago, I probably would have had a different answer for you, because I did receive, you know, some email, phone calls, texts from previous players that just kind of expressed their concern about coming over. Nothing against the tournament, but just the travel, overnight stay, and such. So wasn't quite sure what to expect it. And come Monday night, when all the entries were in, we're sitting at 80 participants. So that's actually four more than what we had last year. Not quite what we had a couple of previous years before that, but we'll take it, like you said, in a year like this where we've had so many uncertainties and such, and things being canceled. You know, we're just looking forward to it as an opportunity to showcase our course again, showcase our community to everybody, and we're just excited.
Sure. Well, and we're to the point now where we understand all this stuff. We appreciate those who want to come. We don't shame those who don't for whatever reason. Everyone's circumstance is different, but we appreciate the fact that so many people were anxious to come and play and compete again this year.
Yeah, correct. Of course, we've got quite a few of the staples coming back that have been here year after year. They wouldn't miss it, and we've sprinkled in actually some new ones as well. So that's kind of exciting as well, that we get some new ones, not just new golfers that have not been here before, but I've noticed some of them are younger golfers as well. So we still got that mix coming in, that excitement. We're of course very, very welcome to have them.
And it seems like I've noticed a few courses too that are sending people that maybe haven't in a while or haven't at all before.
Yeah, we did. We grabbed some out of the Des Moines area, some from up in northwest Iowa there. Sloan has sent a couple over. Osceola. It's been a couple of years, I think, they've brought some over here this year. Another one out of Des Moines is Blank, mm-hmm. Blank Park Golf Course, sending some over this way here. So, we kind of got them quite a ways out there. So we're just, glad to have quite a few show up again.
You bet. Well, and you've also got some familiar names there, too. There are quite a few past champions from the tournament that have come back to play.
Yeah, we actually have 17 previous champions, and between those 17 previous champions, I counted up, I think there's 29 championships amongst them. Of course, the leader in the group there is Ron Peterson, with five of them, going back into the 90s there with his five open championships back then. He's actually, speaking of Ron, he's actually going to be bumping up into the senior division this year. So I think that makes that senior division very, very competitive in there, because, of course, we've got Darren Baker, who's won that senior division three times. Rick Carter, he's in that senior division again. Del Miller, he's won the senior division three times, and he continues to golf in there. So, I think it's going to be very competitive, that group in there. And we've actually seen a bump up in numbers in that group. We'll have 23 golfers in that division this year as well.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Well, we get the three different divisions. We've got the regular championship division, I guess, if you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. Then we've got the seniors, which are the 50 and over. And then we've got super seniors that are 65 and over. And we've seen numbers bump up in those, it seems like.
Yes, we have. Both those super senior division and our senior division have both seen jumps in the numbers this year. Our super seniors, they've seen a jump from, I think we were at 9 last year. Well, we've got 19 this year in that group. And that group, I think, is going to be competitive as well. You've got somebody like Rick Thompson, who won the championship division back in 2001. He's going to make that jump up into the super senior division. Arnie Leistad, of course, he's won it three times in there. So he'll be back. John Wilmore, who won it a couple years in the super division, he's actually got three titles. He's got one in each division over the course of time. First one here. To do that, so, right? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And he will let you know that. And
I'm sure.
Have a story about each one. So there's somebody else that'll be in that group.
Ken Porchie.
Ken is going to move up to that super senior group. He had a senior title back in 2008. So, it's just kind of a good mix in there. And our I got to mention our returning champion, our defending champion in there, Jim Mullinex. So he'll be back, of course, this year from the local field. So, I think that'll be a good group. We saw a little bit of a drop in our championship division. We went from, last year I think we were at 48 golfers, and we're only going to have 38 in that division this year. So we've seen a little bit of a drop, but we're going to be very competitive in there. So there's a good young group in there. Of course, our Nathan Zimmerman, our defending champion from over at Trainer, in there. So he'll be back to defend that title. I think 20 of the top 30 from last year are returning this year. So, it's going to be very competitive in there with that group.
That's
so,
good retention. Yeah. I know you got a little blinded there for a second when you mentioned Jim Mullinex's name, and you just kind of stopped thinking about other things at that point. But we probably should mention Arnie Leistad in that group as well.
Yes. Arnie Leistad's in there. Yeah, yep. Three times. He's won 15, 16, 17 there 3 years in a row. So, yeah, it's definitely that group is going to be loaded in there and very competitive. So
yeah,
it's an interesting group, very dynamic group in there too as well. So.
Well, and we always, one of the things about the Tournament of Champions is it does bring together a number of some of the top golfers around the state in those different divisions, but it also gives opportunity to a lot of golfers from around our immediate area to play in a very competitive tournament as well, and some of them have done very well, and it brings some people back who may not have been here in a while, like Dr. Matt Warish, for example.
We're glad to have him back this year. He wasn't able to golf last year, so he's gonna jump back in, and he's a previous champion as well, so he's gonna be back in there. Derek Jacobson from a couple years ago, he's a local guy but just doesn't live here, but he's was the 2018 champion, so he'll be back in there. Who else we got?
Evan Schuler.
Yep, we've got Evan from
Alex
15.
Alex Beierlein.
Yeah. Brad Hartkopf in there as well, previous champion. Andrew Martin, he was 2017 in there. Evan, I think we've named some of those local guys. I'm looking up and down the sheet there. That'll be a competitive group. Plus, last year's runner-up, Jared Cook from Denison, Majestic Hills. Mm-hmm. He'll be in there. Jake Olson, he finished third. He was right in that mix last year going into those last couple of holes. So he's going to be back for us as well here golfing. Zach Christensen, again, he was in the top five last year. Zach actually last week up in Spencer finished sixth, tied for sixth overall in a very, very competitive Northwest Iowa Open up there. So, he kind of comes in, playing very well. Mm-hmm. Comes in with a lot of confidence here this week. So, and then we've got somebody like Barry Smith and Matt Haley from around the Des Moines area there, suburbs. And those guys come in, they're very competitive, finishing the top 10, top 15 every year. Barry, a couple years ago, was actually vying for that title on the last day as well. So, and he's kind of a local crowd favorite, been coming for quite a while, and we're just always glad to have those guys come back, and they're very eager to come back usually.
Yeah, a whole bunch, and I know we've missed a few names here and there. It's hard to unless we just sat here and talked about them all.
yeah, we could go into each one of them.
With 80 of them, we'd be here a while, but we do have a lot of familiar names from around the area too. So a lot of folks that people around the area will be familiar with. If they get a chance to stop out or at least check out the coverage here on the radio. So, yeah, we look forward to that. We'll have live coverage here for you on the radio all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, we're sitting here talking on Thursday morning, and today it's a Ham-Am event that goes on, which isn't so much a public golf event as much as a chance for some guys to have some fun, but other guys to come here, check out the course before they play this weekend. What will they find when they come here this weekend? Course conditions? It's been a dry summer, but the course conditions aren't bad.
No, they're not. I think there's a been out there the last few days here, and just, boy, just even the rough area just really greened up. We've seemed to have received some timely rain, of course, at least on the south side of town, not so much on the north side, I don't think, but
very true.
but anyway, yeah, the course is looking very nice out there, of course. Rob Van Cleve does a nice job out there for the country club. Cheryl Dusenberry, her and her staff on the inside, they put a lot of work in there. So, you can come out each day. Lunch is going to be served to you. Coming out, watch, just be a fee for you, to have lunch. They're $5-6, I think, for a sandwich. There'll be something different each day. So you bet, find a spot out there on the course. Take it all in. It looks like Friday is going to be beautiful. As far as weather, it might get a little warm on Saturday and Sunday, but that's okay. There's plenty of trees out there to find some shade. And, there'll be drink stations out there as well on the back and over on hole 6 there if you're around. So, you don't necessarily have to come to the clubhouse inside. You can find places outside there. So just come out. Everybody's welcome to come out and observe and watch. Well, tee times will start at 8:30 each day. And you can also follow the scoring, live scoring, through the Country Club's website. It's www.theagcc.com. And when you log into there, there's a link, and you'll find live scoring, tee sheets, tee times for the next day, and so on and so forth. So we keep that up to date pretty well. So you can even follow your golfer and everything like that once you get logged in on your phone or mobile device or whatever it may be.
Very good. And, of course, we'll have it on our sports page, KJAN.com, as well. You'll be able to follow the three divisions during the course of the weekend. And we'll also have folks on the course, live coverage throughout the weekend, so you can check out what's happening as it happens. So, yeah, a lot of fun. Oh, the weather stays nice. Fingers crossed that we get decent weather. We always have a good time, and it's always nice to put on a fun show, and the guys appreciate it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely something different. Like you said, the guys that do come to town appreciate it. The new guys coming in, speaking with them, they say, well, we've heard a lot of good things. So we try to keep that up, that hospitality up there that has come to be expected by everybody. So, it is a good time and a good social event for everybody in the community as well. These guys come in and spend some money in the community hotels, overnight, restaurants, just even spending money out at the club, that eventually makes its way back into the community. So we're excited to have it. We thank you guys, Jim, and your staff for coming out and giving that live coverage. That's pretty unique, and the guys really enjoy that. They think that's kind of a neat thing that they've got such a crowd following them usually. So, and that it's being broadcast on the radio. You just don't see that too much anymore. So,
yeah, well, good time. And for, like I said, for a lot of these guys, some of them may have kids going back to school here in a week or so. So, those guys that do a lot of golfing on the weekends in tournaments, this is kind of their last trip before they get ready for the school year to start. That changes everybody's schedules, I understand, right?
Yes, it does. Yes,
let's hope it stays that way. Very good.
That's right.
Matt, thanks for coming in. Appreciate all that you and your committee do, and hospitality and all that. Folks take advantage of that. Come on out and enjoy, and take advantage of what's right here in your own hometown. Appreciate it.